The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily that of Bishunny Radio app, its advertisers, or sponsors. The opinions are strictly that of the hosts and their guests. Please enjoy the show.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bishunny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bishunny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bishunny Radio app for free now.
And we are back again. Welcome to Real Talk H3 on the Black Independent Network on the Bishunny Radio app. I am Alvin Hollinger III, AH3 to most, El Papi Chocolate to some. You can always connect with me and see more of my thoughts and musings at facebook.com/purposed1, Alvin III. Again, that's facebook.com/purposed1, Alvin III. And ladies and gentlemen, the mailbag is open. You can send me questions and topic requests to realtalkwithah3@gmail.com. I may choose to answer a few. Please check out the archives for more of my great podcast episodes again on the Bishunny Radio app. Also, download, if you haven't already, the new Bishunny Radio app. All you simply do is go to the iPhone store or the Google Play store, put in Bishunny, it'll be up, download it, you are good to go. It gives you more ability to interact with the hosts such as I, and also leave comments on specific shows. So there you go, the new Bishunny Radio app. Please do that. All right, here's what I have for you today. Today we're going to be talking about your path, your price, and also your payoff. Your path, your price, and payoff. I was having a conversation with some good gentlemen, and we got onto this somehow. We were talking about your path, your price, and your payoff. This understanding, choices you make in life, lifestyle you build, the lifestyle that you pursue, either because of choices of others or because of your choices, but eventually what evolves into a series of your choices produces for you some payoff. If you're still in that certain lifestyle, a certain way of living, career path, relationship path, whatever you want to call it, there's a payoff in there somewhere, and there's also a price. What do I mean by payoff? Payoff is some type of results that you consciously or subconsciously look for. Oftentimes, it's subconsciously, especially if it's something very emotionally gripping. Now, the trick or the thing you should look out for is if that payoff is something of a habit that is not serving you. That's when the payoff becomes an issue. Because it's one thing to endure or to incur the price of your path. Meaning, like, what is it costing you? It's costing you some type of time, resources, energy. It's costing you something to be on that path, whatever path you do, and you, whatever it's costing you, can't get back. But what you can receive for that price that you pay for that path is your payoff. And I think the issue would come when many of us are walking a path where we don't know the price and we're not identified with the payoff. So what happens is we put ourselves in a perpetual cycle where we're not even doing things in our best interest. And oftentimes you have to find what you need to do in your best interest in order to be not only good for yourself, but in good for the whole situation. And many people just don't think it through that way. They become basically prisoners to their path. And the price and the price increases in their payoff, you know, the results are why they're doing what they're doing, who they are, why they are who they are, mount up. And on the lowest end, they don't really come out of that cycle. Let's give some examples of that. So your career path, definitely influenced in early stages by other people, eventually takes on a life of its own surrounding your choices later on in life. So that's the path, the payoff. On the higher end, it could be you becoming a leader in your industry and highly recognized, understood, and authority. People come to you to resolve issues within your career sphere, and everything's great. Creates stability for you, creates notoriety. No one can really complain. The price may mean it in your earlier stages of development, it basically eliminated you from other career paths. You became so specialized that you had to let go of other things you may have been interested in. May have cost you a lot of time, may have cost you a lot of money, or painful lessons of, you know, the struggles of not being able to sustain a certain part of career, had to step back from it and then step back into it. But in that example, the payoff definitely justified the price, and you found an excellent path for you. The lower end, I guess, of the career one would be you never really chose a path. You just kind of hopped around, and you barely did what you needed to do to succeed on your path. And you are just in a place of obscurity, and you have no exit strategy for it. It's just something that you do out of habit because you feel it's all you'll know or it's all you'll ever know. And that right there is the choice to surrender to circumstance and not work any angle that could help pivot you out of exiting that career. And now your life is shaped by your circumstance, rather you shaping your circumstance with your life. And many people do that because they believe that's all that they have. Let's say relationships, familial, romantic, same thing applies. Where you come from is definitely the beginning of your path. Where you head is often based upon what payoff you're either used to or you're seeking, and the price of achieving that. On the high end, ideally, you could come from a place where people encouraged you to find the right payoffs, fulfilling friendships, fulfilling relationships, fulfilling family connections, things like that. And it could help to have made you a better person, which in turn you could pass that on to anyone you'll eventually have influence over. Children, people in the community, things like that. Low end, there could be subconscious payoff. Perhaps because of your circumstances, you take on perpetual victim mentality. You can literally live a life explaining exactly to people why you are where you are and how you are unhappy or unfulfilled in that, and things should change, things like that, in order to garner more sympathy, because the sympathy could be the payoff for it, and getting things barely enough time, attention, or resources from people because of the plight that you felt that you're in, the loop that you're in, on the low end of a payoff. And also the price for that payoff can be insultingly low, because it's just about hand to mouth. It's just about getting what you can while you can, when you can, and it becomes a perpetual cycle until it's time for you to go, pass away. You just lived a life of habits. Tragic. Very tragic. Very, very tragic. But common. And so that's how it all plays out. Sometimes have to sit down and reflect on all the aspects of your life. All the aspects of the life are your path. Things that influence you a certain direction and the direction that you want to go. You got to know your why. Why do I want to go that direction? And then from there, you can pick up on the pitfalls or the issues that may be something that hinder you are a challenge to you, and that is your price. So what are you going to have to exert? Time, money, energy, patience, those things, in order to enhance or shift your path to your why. Why gives you the focus? But your price is your effort, your force. And then finally, along with your why is your payoff. Where you're seeking to be from where you currently are. And if you get a good flow with this, it helps to enhance the quality of your life. It also helps you to be resilient against the pressures or changes that come to either shift you in a better place or to help mature or grow you so that you can sustain your payoff and your path, your progression. So that is something definitely to be considerate of in your life. You really try to boil things down to their very simple essence, because once you do that, you have a pathway, you have a roadmap to achieve what you desire to achieve and you know why tends to be the most more fulfilling in your life. You go from just doing a repetitive habit to doing, I guess you would call it, a ritualistic pattern to build yourself in the direction that you need to go. And there you have it, your path, the price, and the payoff to where you need to be, where you need to go. This has been another episode of Real Talk with AH3. I definitely hope that you guys are still getting something out of me sharing my life and the way that I see things. And until next time, peace.
Completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever.
Ever.
Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.